You know, we just kind of went back and looked at the study of it all and how to get open and how to utilize, you know, some of the guys that we did have. You know, like Caden was a big part of that and how we wanted to utilize him, how we wanted to set him up. You know, obviously AK at the time, he was a part of that as well, and getting those guys going and trying to find ways and trying to find different things that we can get going that way. You know, all of those guys up front being in different positions and trying to get those guys aligned to different things so we can dictate terms a little bit better. So that was a part of it on defense.
Yeah. Raheem talking about some of the things they tried to adjust from week to week.
Yeah.
10 sacks through four games, most they've had since 2017.
Okay.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now, six in one game was very helpful and would love to see that again.
Right.
But, yeah, 10 through the first four into the bye week. Love it. Keep it rolling. There'll be more adjustments and changes and stuff like that as the season goes on. Some quarterbacks are easier to sack than others.
Yes.
Next guy they play is pretty tough to get on the ground.
Yes.
But they got a couple weeks to get ready for it.
Yeah, I think the pass rush is definitely improved.
Definitely.
Definitely improved.
You can see that it's better.
Yeah, you definitely can. And I think, you know, when you're getting ready for a player of Josh Allen, like you said before, he's so big, he's so strong and elusive all at the same time. He's a hard guy to get on the ground. So that's one of those things that I always talk about. You got to put your pads on. You got to put your pads on him because even if you got him wrapped up, he's so strong that he can still throw the ball 50 yards down the field with a defensive lineman draped all over him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got plenty of time to talk about that, man. I think the biggest thing that you can go into if you're the Falcons is, you know, you got this bye week. Guys can get healthier, can get some rest, and you can get ready for this long haul because it's a long haul, you know, after this bye week. You know, game after game, obviously you got a trip overseas. But yet, you know, this team, I'll just go back to what I said yesterday. They proved a lot to me. Not saying that they're cured or they're going to go on to contend or win the South. Just how they bounced back from that game just showed me a lot of football character there.
Yeah, they're capable of playing some really good ball. Obviously, they're capable of playing some really bad ball, too. He's got to even out that, you know, those highs and lows a little bit more. Let's talk just from a, you know, first quarter of the season perspective. I think returns on the rookies are pretty good.
I mean,
obviously they had that great game where everybody recorded a big-time stat. I think by and large, you like what you see from the guys on the line and the guys in the secondary.
Yeah, I think when you look at this team's young players, first and second-year players, because that defense line is first-year players. Because you look at Dorless and you look at Rook, they didn't play last year. Mm-hmm. So I put them in the group with Jalen and James. They've all been pretty good, man. Then you think about the young guys that's in the secondary. They've played well along with, you know, trying to catch up to the speed of the NFL. But yet they're not – you don't like they're overloading them too much. Now, Watts can do it all, man. This dude
– he's really good.
He's really damn good at his job, man. I promise you that. He's really good at his job. But they're still doing the rotation. Leonard Floyd's playing pretty good also because, you know, you got the young guys that back him up. When you look at nickel Bowman. Mm-hmm. Bowman's playing pretty good. Now, he's had some moments where, you know, luckily the throw wasn't there or something like that, but you can tell this guy is going to get better and better at that nickel position.
Yeah, ball hawk.
He's going to get better and better at that nickel
position. What I love is so much of what we were told they are, they've shown through four games.
Yeah.
Honestly, like if there's any, and I know he's not a rookie, but a newcomer that's popped maybe more than anybody, Devon Diablo.
He's been great.
Played incredible.
He's been really good, especially in coverage.
And he's held down his role so well that Caden Ellis can kind of do the other stuff that he does
does so well.
They can bring him on those sneaky blitzes, and he's such a good tackler in the open field and all that kind of stuff. Like, Devon Diablo is kind of providing the play that Troy Anderson
supposed to
did when he was healthy at times. At this point with him, it's kind of just like, you know,
whatever.
We'll see. I mean, can't count on it, obviously.
No.
Because
he's on a short-term IR. They put him on an IR to start the season, right?
Yeah, so he's got to, you know,
so they gotta
eligible.
Make a designation to get him off this weekend.
Yeah.
In 4 weeks?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think he's eligible to come back after 4 weeks. And then, maybe. You know, I don't know.
But
also, where is he going to play?
Exactly. Because Devine, you can't take him off. Can't take him off the field. You know, and I know I saw a couple quotes from Rod through the game, how good he was in coverage. Yeah, he's really good, man. I think, you know, he is, and I know Joe Patrick said this when we talked to him this summer, but I was like, they didn't give him that kind of money to be the third linebacker, you know. And so either they knew more about him or they knew that Troy wasn't going to be ready anytime soon.
Probably both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, probably both. I mean, I'm sure they liked him to give him that kind of money.
Right.
But insurance policy, or maybe it wasn't even an insurance policy.
Maybe
it was just, we think this guy's really good.
Yeah.
We don't. Who knows
with
this guy? But we think this guy's really good. So far, so good. Let's hear from Kirby Smart talking about just the nature of close football games.
They're not perfect. I mean, I'm telling you guys, this is the new era of what we're going to see. There's games like that all over college football, and they're going to continue to be. And you know what? They got to go play a good team next week. We got to go play a good team next week. It's just what it is.
Yeah, I mean, this, 100% just
right.
Because of the parity in ball,
yep.
The way that guys can transfer and all those different things, you can't keep the depth players like you used to because the kids don't want to wait. They want to go get theirs. I don't blame them for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you're going to have one possession. It's going to be a lot like the NFL scoring.
It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot like the NFL scoring. You know, when you know, the mistakes you make will come to bite you in the ass later on. Like, you can't have three turnovers and come back and win games. If you do, it's going to be a late second field goal, a three-point game or something like that. And, I mean, when you look at two equally measured teams like Bama, Georgia, like Oregon, Penn State, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to have those type of games. You're going to have one possession, you know, playing it close to the vest, trying to steal a possession, those type of games. And so it'll be like that. I mean, obviously you always respect your opponent. Kentucky's not very good. And, you know, I think Vanderbilt's good. I don't know how good they're going to be going down to Alabama. That's going to be the test, especially how good Bama is playing right now. But, yeah, I look forward to these games because they're not all blowouts, especially when you're playing conference games with equal teams with equal amount of talent.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun every Saturday just from a college football fan perspective. It's got to be absolutely brutal if you're one of those teams. Like, you're Georgia, and it's like, all right, every single Saturday, mm-hmm. this team's almost as good as us, that team's as good as us, this team, you know, you got Kentucky this weekend, which is nice. But that distance between the elite and the others is a lot smaller than it used to be.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any better illustration than the game you just mentioned, the primetime game of the weekend, or one of the two of them, Vanderbilt at Alabama.
Yep.
That is not a sentence that you often said.
No, it's not.
I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, because you know what Vanderbilt has. They got a guy.
Yeah.
They got a guy who, don't nobody believe in him, he believes in himself. And he bets on himself.
We all believe in him by now, though, right?
I know what you mean. Yeah, but I know mean, what this you dude mean, bets but. On this dude is the ultimate, you know, competitor, ultimate force multiplier. You know, he wills them to win. And with that being said, they play with so much confidence because he's their quarterback. And so, yeah. And so you think Bama got revenge on their mind, you know, and they're coming off of a big win. No, they're feeling good down there in Tuscaloosa. And for them to get Vanderbilt in there in their building, considering what happened last year up at Vanderbilt to
when
them.
When they couldn't get off the field. Vanderbilt's lines just were pushing them around. It's just not something you see. All right, we'll get back into more college in about an hour from right now. More thoughts on that and start turning the page. Miami, Florida State this weekend as well.
Yeah.
Hawks Media Day was yesterday. All of the players took a bunch of nice pictures in their jerseys, filmed all the videos for the big screen, you know, like get loud and clap and all that.
Right.
Some people had some new tattoos I saw on social media, and Trae Young was asked if he was disappointed about not getting a new contract.
For sure.
Disappointment. I mean, maybe for sure. I mean, for me, like I'm so focused. I'm more happy about the team that we got going into the season. For me, I'm blessed, bro. Like I wasn't stressing about anything. If something happened, it happened. If it didn't, I mean, I still got, you know, time. And obviously everybody knows what my situation is going into the future. So for me, I'm focused on this team. I'm focused on right now. I'm blessed. I got a great team going into the season. One that, I mean, you can't really say I've had, you know what I'm saying? So I'm even more excited about that. And so who knows what the future is for me, but right now I'm here and I'm present, like me and Coach have been talking about, so I'm excited about it and I'm ready to go.
I got Abe just asked me a question. Do we have a film one? Like, why can't they use one from last year, the videos that we filmed?
Oh.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know if we got a film one.
Well, this one, you got a new sponsor on the jersey.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I'm going to have this. I mean, because the videos are awesome. First of all, we had a lot of fun doing them, and we love when they play them.
Oh, I don't think. Ours was great.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And if
run
it's a
it back.
One, I mean, they could use the same one. I wear the same shirt every time.
It's true. Me too.
Yeah, wear the same shirt. So you just recycle it.
Plus, last year we had to do a little acting.
Yeah.
You
so,
know?
I mean, just take the.
I don't know how much more of that we have in us.
I don't know, man. You know.
Shut up, Abe.
I do not know. I do not know, man. But yeah, I mean, obviously, hell yeah, you wanted the damn contract extension this summer.
Yeah, and you're disappointed.
You get it.
He said the right stuff after that. Yes. But I do like that some honesty sort of came out there because he wanted to be like, no, I'm not. Well, you know what? For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, I actually am. But he's right about all the other stuff, too. And you know what?
He is.
If he plays awesome and this team plays awesome, he qualifies for the Supermax and he's going to get
all
more money than he would have gotten otherwise.
All
which,
that.
hopefully that is what takes place. All right, Mike Conti is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on that. Obviously, we'll ask him about the Oregon and Penn State double overtime game from Saturday night. Get his thoughts on the Falcons' bounce-back performance as well. Plenty to talk about with Mike Conti next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.